Over the years, I had a lot of people leave my ministry with each of the more serious steps I had taken, trying to correct our ministry according to what we were learning with the truth that was coming out in the last couple decades. When I left Christmas, a lot of people left me. That was 30 years ago. Then when I went to the sacred names, Yahweh and Yeshua, I lost a few people. When I went to the biblical calendar, leaving the Gregorian calendar behind, I had people leave me. When I left the Constitution, the United States Constitution, I had a very large number of people leave me. But the biggest correction I made that made the biggest portion of my remaining people leave was when I started to seriously push the separatist issue, come out from among them and be separate. And that was pretty much about the same time as the Constitution issue. So I had a lot of people leave this ministry because I wasn't wimpy and compromising with the rest of the world. Well, again, just to tell you very simply, I've gone by the phrase, preach to please men, be rewarded by men. Preach to please Yahweh, be rewarded by Yahweh. Having laid that opening statement, now let me share with you some of the experiences I've had in the past couple of weeks. Of course, many of you know that my website was taken hostage by Google. They monetized, commandeered, and shadow banned my YouTube channel years ago, and to a point where I had no other choice but to abandon it. And those were in the past. But recently, they even messed with my phone system. Folks are trying to shut us up. But even more recently, in just the past 4 or 5 days, in uploading new videos, I've noticed a problem trying to get my videos up on BitChute. And I thought, what's going on there? In fact, I told a couple of my closer people, I said, I'm having trouble getting videos up on BitChute. I wonder what's going on there. You know, and I explained how you get it on and it'll do this, it'll do that, all the different things, the little glitches happening lately. And even that when you do get it uploaded and you have all the buttons and bells working right, it takes hours. It took 5 hours the other day to get the Robots for the Beast video up and running. And it took about 9 hours to get the one that I put up yesterday about the power tools. But as the power tool one was going up, a message showed up on my screen from BitChute. It said this, the banks have frozen our money. Please take a moment to read what has happened. All right. So wanting to know what's going on, as a true truth seeker always does, I clicked to see what's going on. Well, there was a whole explanation how they are asking people to send their donations through GiftsendGo because the banks have frozen their money. I then submitted that I wanted updates in their email to see what's going on, see what I could do to help. I told them I would pray for them and what have you. And they asked for prayer, which was very interesting. They even had a couple of Bible verses in their explanation, as you can see if you go there yourself. But that was last night when I noticed that. I get up this morning and there's a new update from BitChute for me. And they basically talk about how they had successfully raised some money with GiftsendGo. It's going to help keep them up and running. But they're in deep doo-doo trying to figure out how to pay their bills now that the banks have frozen all their assets. In that same update, they had a link that Josh Sigurdsson, World Alternative Media, someone that I've used here and there in the past for clips, he did a whole video on it, about 8 minutes. And so I'm going to link to that. And here's a real short clip from that, just to get you warmed up.
And BitChute is under attack right now. My friends, many of you know or watch us on BitChute. Of course, it is one of the top websites in the world to allow people to freely post videos and not get censored. And, you know, we at World Alternative Media have been very happy with BitChute over the years, despite glitches here and there due to the fact that they're almost constantly under attack. Well, now the banks won't give them their money. And now it's happened before, but this is beyond the craziness of, you know, past situations they had. And they have a Give, Send, Go campaign called Is This Theft? Banks Won't Give Us Our Money. First, I want to, point out that if your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's a bank's. So it's on loan to the banks. So basically, these evil psychopaths that manipulate the economies of the world and the markets of the world in order to benefit and force people into poverty and therefore enslavement have domain over your money with very little depositor insurance overall with this kind of stuff. But Ray Vahi or Vahi, I still don't know how to actually say his name. I've talked to him a few times. Put this GiveSendGo campaign together. And he kind of goes into what's happening. Remember, recently we've seen Kanye West's bank accounts get shut down. We saw Cat Turd, which is a famous conservative poster on Twitter, lose his bank accounts. I've been under financial attack before over these same similar issues, as well as banned from PayPal years ago. And it's all part of the agenda, by the way, to force us into that social credit, carbon credit system where they control us via the money. And eventually our money won't be the dollar. It'll be the BRICS World Reserve Currency. But the main point will be with social credit and everything, technocracy, that our compliance will be our currency. And that is a world I don't want to live in.
But as you can see, the banks are controlling a lot. Do you guys remember about a year and a half ago when the Canadian banks froze the money of the campaign that the truckers were setting up, and the truckers were forced to back down because they didn't have money to keep their trucks running, what have you? Well, this is one of their great weapons of their war against us. Money. Digital money. Digital control. Okay? Follow me so far? Okay, I went through this whole thing to show you that my cause to come out from among them and be separate is not just biblical or spiritual. It's for your own good in a literal worldly sense. Even those of you who do not want to become serious believers, you're setting yourselves up for entrapment by the system if you stay in their digital system. At one point, and I've said this probably 30 times in messages and audios and conference calls over the years, for close to 25 years maybe even. At one point, because you're in the digital system, the world bankers will feel, okay, now we have enough people in the digital system, they just push one single button, essentially, and everyone that's not on their keep list, their bank accounts go to zero, unless you then prove yourself to be a good little slave. And if you finish watching the Josh Sigurdsson video, which I will link to, he also confirms that that's what they're doing in China. I told people, I said, there's no other reason that the Chinese authorities are allowing their Chinese people to protest as widely as they are unless they have some other motivation or some other plan in place. And they do. They're not sending military in to squash it. They're squashing it with digital power. Josh Sigurdsson agrees with me on this as well.
They're going for the catch of society where they'll censor you, they'll control you via what you have said even 10 years, 15 years ago on social media. It's all been a blueprint to build this Tower of Babel, catch of society, technocracy. That look at China, and they just shut down people's bank accounts willy-nilly and they don't really care. And people, they've been protesting lately, but they've been pushed so over the edge. So they're just, the Chinese government's pulling back a little bit and going a bit slower. Because the way they do things, tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. Instead of pointing guns at people and shooting them, they just use their conveniences against them. And if there's anything more convenient that people utilize on a daily basis than a banking system, even though banks are just terrible to have to deal with on the phone or through, you know, support and all that, nonetheless, that is how they will get us.
So a lot of you that think that the Chinese protests are a really great sign that we're starting to take our world back, I disagree. Josh Sigurdsson himself talking about Alex Jones and how they tried to shut him down. I think it's all a ploy. Josh Sigurdsson doesn't understand an even deeper layer, that it's not gold and silver that's going to save us.
KirkElliottPhD.com/wham allows you to go buy gold and silver, physically liquidate your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, your checkings, your savings, your brokerage accounts, into physical gold in your hand from Kirk Elliott, one of the most world-renowned speakers on the subject.
Remember, the Bible says in Ezekiel 7:19, quote, "They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity." In other words, money is not the answer. Money is their God. Money is the God of the heathen, the lukewarm, and the unsaved, those who do not trust in Yahweh. So as much as I will agree with Sigurdsson on the point that we've got to come out of the digital system, he's only halfway there, along with all the others like Alex Jones, Mike Adams, and all the others that do have platforms. Your gold and your silver is not going to be able to deliver you in the day of Yahweh's wrath. Let's go back to Isaiah, a verse I've mentioned many times over the years, many times. Verse 13:15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Isaiah 65:11. Speaking of those who are trusting in mammon, but ye are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, ye did not answer, when I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Being both the money system and the man-made laws, they chose those things rather than a trust in him. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, our Elohim, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. My dear friends, they're going to cast their gold and silver in the streets because gold and silver is not going to be able to buy the food that's going to be gone. It's not going to be able to buy housing. It's not going to be able to take care of anything because everybody's going to be in the digital system. Gold and silver is going to be worthless. If you don't want to be caught up in that system and you want to be rescued by the Savior, you've got to follow his rescue instructions, his commandments, his laws, statutes, and judgments on how to live and love in his society, in his government built on love. If we're not coming out from among Satan's system of money and greed, trusting in that system, then the Father knows our hearts, he knows our actions, he knows our deeds. We're not going to be spared. We're going to be found among them, and we're going to be slain among them. Come out from among them and be separate is not a scary thing, but it's a comforting thing to those of us who understand the concept. Those of us that understand we're supposed to trust in the Father and not Satan's system have found comfort in that, and their beast system does not make us afraid anymore. The fear disappears. It melts away. The more you trust the Father and his ways of love, his ways of providence, his protections over us, the more your fears will melt away. The more you will wish, as these days get worse, that you had stayed with us in trusting him. There's going to come a time where he's going to take care of those of us who are with him. And there's a confidence there that I can't describe. It's a comfort. The peace that passeth all understanding. Put your trust in him, folks. Come out from among them and be separate. The digital system is slowly chaining up the rest of the world, while the very few of us who have come out from among the system are being reassured of our stance. Remember what the Savior said to the rich young ruler, "Sell what ye have, give the money to the poor, and follow me." That young ruler walked away sad, because he had great wealth. Billions of people are doing the same thing as they protest the beast system's tyranny. If you are not a part of that system, you don't have that much to protest because you'll be taken care of by the Father and his Son. In the name of the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, for the glory of the Father, Yahweh, I'm praying for every single one of you that you'll come around to this along with us before it's too late. Blessings to you all. The love of your soul.